Hey, girlfriend, you know who you are. You have big, big dreams. You want to write a book, stand on a TED Talk stage, be a life coach offering wisdom from your RV in Montana, a cafe in Barcelona, or a beach chair in Tulum. Your other girlfriends and your family, they don't always get your biz savvy. Why do you want to leave your J-O-B? Because you're a CATS, aka coach, author, thought leader, and speaker. Meet other changemakers like yourself and find out how they make it happen. This is the Big Meow Podcast.
Hey there, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Angela. How are you?
I am great. Great, great, great. Love your name and love the name of your business. It's a great way to use your name.
Tell us
tell us about you and what you do.
Well, my name is Terry Kozlowski, and I have Cosmic Soul Solutions is the name of my business, and I am a certified life coach. I'm an author and a podcast host for a show called Soul Solutions, and the core of my business is helping other women overcome trauma that they've experienced.
Wow. So when you say overcoming trauma, there's many ways to approach that animal. How is your approach first of all, having somebody even admit that they've had some trauma, that's tough. And then once they kind of open that door, how do you help them?
With all trauma, it is extremely devastating. And most of the people I've worked with have had childhood trauma. So they're stunted. And what I mean by that is when trauma occurs in a child, they quit growing emotionally. They advance from a psychological perspective, but at the same time, their emotional responses to things are stuck from that trauma experience. So for example, I was sexually assaulted at the age of 11. And because of that, I became extremely fearful because my mother was the one that instigated this trauma. She allowed three men to sexually molest me so she could have free drugs because she was an alcoholic and drug addict. So my trust for humanity, because if you cannot trust your mother to protect you, who on the planet can you trust, was stunted at that point in time. And I didn't trust anybody I had good reasons not to trust people. So because of that, it stunted everything about how I matured. And because I kept looking for safety. Maslow's hierarchy of needs talks about having your physical needs met, which mine always were, and then that's that level of safety. And if you don't feel safe, you can't mature. So I spent a long time trying to find safety. And when I finally did find that safety, and the growth burst started. And that's really what it comes down to with dealing with trauma sufferers, is that you have to find, did they ever find that safety point? And if they didn't, you need to help them through that process so that they can feel safe and understand that as an adult, they are not that child who can't run away, who can't ask for help, who can't reach out to others and make a connection to say, hey, I'm suffering. I need somebody to help me through this. And as adults, we are empowered to find and to take place in the healing journey that we're meant to uncover who we authentically are.
Wow. I'm sorry. That is very, very powerful. And okay, so my question to you now is, what was it like? Okay, so you found safety. That's mm-hmm. hard enough. And then finding safety, then to realize, and maybe because I've worked with trauma, a lot of trauma patients or clients, I call them also, but just admitting, sometimes getting down to what that nugget is, what actually happened, is so hard. That gap between I know something's awful in there and then actually having to go back to the scene. I don't know how you do it, but to that moment and feel those feelings. There's two questions really, is how did you do that? Because that step right there is huge. And then how do you inspire, motivate someone who's out there listening that says, I know that I've got something and I don't want to look at it, but what would you say to them? So that's a two-pronged question.
Okay. So the first part is, how did I do it?
Mm-hmm.
How I did it was, I wasn't a very aware child. So when my trauma occurred, soon afterwards, my mother physically abandoned my sister and I on the streets of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and my dad was in Pennsylvania. So I had to get my sister and I back to Pennsylvania. I'm 11, and I call my dad because I wanted to go to the police when we're now on the streets, and my sister didn't want to because she wanted to protect my mother, and I understood that. So we didn't go to the police, and I allowed me taking care of my sister to become my number one identity. I had to protect my sister, so therefore everything I did was to make sure that she was safe and not upset. So in doing that, my projection was a source of comfort to me that I was the older sister. Now, keep in mind, I'm only 11 months older than my baby sister.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not that much older than she is. But I became what my sister needed me to become. And in doing so, it became a coping mechanism that I was responsible for my sister. And through that course, I got us back home and I got off the airplane and I told my dad I needed counseling. I'm 11 in the early 80s where, you know, children don't know what counseling is the way they do now. And I asked for it. And that was Saturday. Monday morning, I was in counseling. I was in counseling until I turned 18. So I was aware, but then in therapy, they didn't know what to do with me because I wasn't really going to talk about what had happened because in the early 80s, nobody talked about these things. And Oprah Winfrey was the first person who came out on her show that she was sexually assaulted as a child. And that was the first person on the planet that was like me, because mm-hmm. I always believed that I was the only person that suffered through that. So every time I made a connection with somebody that made me feel that I wasn't alone was part of that healing process. Because the one thing that happens with trauma, especially sexual trauma, is that you're told it's a secret to be quiet and you start feeling ashamed because of that was placed upon you, that secret was placed upon you. And it's the moment we release that and start sharing our story is where we start to empower ourselves and release that shame aspect that was never ours to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, that was the start of the process of letting go of that shame and that secret, because it's the secret that causes us harm. It's not so much that the trauma is a continuing thing. For me, the trauma was a one-time event, which is very different than those children that are sexually traumatized for within the family for extended period of time. So for me, it was being able to move through that process and make those connections with others to limit the shame that I was feeling and to realize that I wasn't alone. And that even if you didn't have trauma, there was a connection I could make with you to help me feel better about myself.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Wow. That's very, very powerful. And there's other coaches and authors and speakers who will be listening to this. And you've made a business. There's the heart part of your career, and you've got a big heart. Tell us a piece of advice for women who are coaches and authors and speakers, a piece of advice where they have big hearts and yet they would like to make a living out of what they love to do. Give us a piece of advice from what you've learned from operating your business.
You really have to find the people that are willing to do the work, because one of the big things that happens is, I'm very empathetic and very sympathetic to people who have similar stories to mine. And I know I can help them and I want to help them. But the reality is they have to be ready to accept the help. They have to ask for it because they're the ones that have to do the work. And a lot of times people say they're ready, but when it comes right down to it, they're not willing to do the hard work, because it is hard. You have to go into yourself. You have to get quiet. You have to allow the emotions to come out, because the only way to heal from emotions you stuffed when you were 11 is to let them come up and feel them and then release them. And that can be a very, very scary process for somebody who has stuffed emotions for most of their life. But if they're not willing to do that, they cannot really take on the healing journey, because through any healing, you have to feel and release. That's the whole part of understanding that emotions are not something we're supposed to hold on to. They're supposed something that comes over us, we feel it, we release it, and we move on. And if we stay stuck in an emotion, that's a problem. And I talk about the fact that people who are stuck in the past are depressed, because they are always looking fearfully at the past. Those who are anxious about the future are focusing on the future and are scared for the future. And I did that. I was depressed for the 5 years I was in therapy, and then I did a complete 180 and became extremely anxious, ended up being on anti-anxiety meds for a while because I was so anxious that I would get scared. I would hold my breath and literally pass out, and they'd whisk me away in an ambulance. So I went from one extreme to the other. But what I discovered, that if I lived in the present moment, in the here and now, everything is okay in the here and now, because I'm not looking at my past and being afraid of it. I'm not looking at my future being afraid of it. In the present moment, Angela and I are having a conversation, and everything is fine in the world. And being fully present is how you escape anxiety and depression, because only in the present moment do you actually live. Can you actually do something is in the present moment, not in the past, not in the future.
Sounds like you've developed some incredible vetting techniques and boundaries. So learning to trust yourself when a patient or client is in front of you on how you can or maybe cannot help them, which is a really mature and a tough, that's a tough decision to make when you're in business and you've got a big heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've heard Oprah Winfrey inspired you. Who inspires you now? Who is your inspiration?
Really and truly, it's my own story. When I look back on where I've been, what I've been able to overcome, mm-hmm. and when, you know, I wrote my book, Raven Transcending Fear, which is my memoir, and it actually gives you 6 steps to overcoming innate fear, which is what I suffered from. And when I read that and I look back, and, you know, I've been doing my podcast now for almost 3 years, I realize that is my gift back to the world. Yes, I suffered. Yes, I've been to hell and back, but at the same time, I've come out on the other side. And now my goal is to inspire other women to overcome their fears and limiting beliefs, because we all can. And it's about realizing who we authentically are and remembering who we authentically are, because we all come to our school knowing exactly who we are and what we're supposed to do with our lives, which is to love others and to be loved. That's our mission here. But we forget who we are because of the family that we come into, because that's the first unknown, is the family that we're born into. And some of us are lucky enough to have at least one good parent, if not two good parents. But even if you have a good family, you still come out of that family with limiting beliefs about whether or not love is given to you unconditionally, or whether or not you have to earn that love by getting good grades or excelling at a sport. You know, those are the types of things that families unwittingly pass on. And we look at generational patterns of behavior that are difficult to overcome because we don't actually say to our parents, I understand that's for you, but that's not for me. That's not who I am. And not breaking away from that is difficult for a lot of people to do. So for me, being able to use my story to inspire others helps me currently to inspire myself.
So say your book title again. It was kind of fast, and I want everybody to hear it.
Raven Transcending Fear. is the name of the book.
And share with us how we can connect with you.
TerriKozlowski.com, TerriKozlowski.com is my website. From there, you can get to all my social media as well as the podcast, the Soul Solutions podcast, which is everywhere. And there's a link to my book, which is sold on Amazon as well. It is a full, I can connect with anybody on any level because of the fact that I purposely understand that every generation handles things differently. So for example, my generation reads and so I have a blog. And then my son, who's in his 30s, is the one that inspired me to do the podcast because I reach a completely different audience that way.
Right. Wow. Well, Terri, thank you so much for the work, the very powerful work that you've done on yourself and therefore can help others that have been in your situation. We really appreciate it. And thank you for being on the show this morning.
Thank you very much, Angela. It was a pleasure.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Big Meow podcast, sponsored by Cats Network. If you liked what you heard, please take a moment to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. You can also join our network filled with positivity and possibility. Visit www.catsnetworking.com to join us and learn more, together with your magical, motivated, and mystical new friends at Cats Network. Let's transform a million lives with your message. Are you feeling isolated, sitting at home in your PJs? Or perhaps you're tired of the comfy sweatpants with holes in them that are hidden just below the camera? I mean, you could puke at the thought of another day of Zoom meetings and reporting to your BOSS. Do you want freedom from your home office desk or the office cubicle? Do you want freedom from your current career? Or are you frustrated that your online biz dreams are going nowhere? It's all too overwhelming. Where do you start? All the tech, the choices, and your message. Yep, I said your message, your brand, your voice. What is it? Do you even know what that means? Do you need a biz coach, but don't want to invest the big bucks? Let's face it, being a solopreneur is lonely, but you don't have to do it alone. And here's a solution. Join Cats Network. Cats Network is a woman-only membership community exclusively available to you, the life coach or executive coach, the author, the thought leader, or the public speaker. If you identify with this list or want to work on adding some of these to your skill set, Cats is the place for you. Check us out at www.catsnetworking.com. That's C-A-T-S networking.com. 'Cause let's face it, cats are better together.